DeSantis on Trump lead in polls, I'm not a candidate, we will see if and when that changes. By Hannah Blow on April 24, 2023. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, R, played it coy once again Monday when asked about his standing in the polls, seemingly dismissing the results as he is not yet a presidential candidate. During his visit to Japan as part of an international trade mission, a reporter asked the governor, "Governor, polls show you facing behind Trump. Any thoughts on that?" "I'm not a candidate, so we'll see if and when that changes," DeSantis coyly responded. This, of course, is far from the first time DeSantis has refused to overtly answer a question in regards to his 2024 presidential intentions or standing. When asked about his presidential aspirations in February on the heels of former U.S. Ambassador to the UN Nikki Haley announcing her bid, DeSantis told reporters, "Wouldn't you like to know?" with a chuckle. However, speculation has continued to arise given DeSantis's recent blitz around the country, visiting Ohio, New Hampshire, and Virginia last week as severe flooding engulfed Fort Lauderdale, leading to criticism. "He shouldn't be campaigning right now," former President Donald Trump said of DeSantis during an interview with Breitbart News. "He should be there." Despite DeSantis's refusal to reveal his overarching political aspirations, an outside group with which he is aligned is already running attack ads against Trump. In other words, all signs point to a presidential bid, prompting the pro-Trump super PAC Make America Great Again Incorporated to file an ethics complaint against DeSantis in March, accusing him of running a shadow presidential campaign. The complaint reads in part: "Certain activities related to Governor DeSantis's ascension to the national stage, insofar as they are funded by a vast network of political committees, nonprofit organizations, and prominent political operatives, are unlawful because they serve as personal political objectives, are in furtherance of his personal financial gain at the expense of Florida taxpayers, and are intended to influence his official decision to resign from office." Ultimately, the complaint concludes DeSantis is already a de facto candidate for President of the United States under federal election laws. All the while, Trump continues to dominate in poll after poll. A brief look at the latest batch of Real Clear Politics survey results shows Trump leading with a gap as wide as 37%. Monday's average had Trump leading by 29%.